This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we're going to take a deep dive into the Trey Turner deal with Ben Davis at the bottom of the hour. We got Marissa from Tokyo, who's created a new song, Notify All Your People, because we already had a guy who was on Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Sonny is coming in Thursday to perform the song he did live.
He's got talent, Sonny. He's good.
He's good.
Yeah, he is.
I want to hear that. We're going to really boogie to that activity. But on the line with us right now is a man who will give us great insights and I hope some anger. Mr. Ross Tucker, brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up? What am I angry about?
Oh, I'll get to it in a minute. I want to just start with your impressions of maybe the most impressive victory by the Eagles this year over the Tennessee Titans. What did you see there, Ross?
Well, I think it probably was, along with that Vikings game, the home opener. It was total domination by the Eagles up front, both sides of the ball, against a Titans team that usually does that to other teams. And I think the craziest thing for me, Angelo, might be the first couple touchdown drives, maybe three of them. Would they have like three or four penalties and they still scored?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't know what was going on with the pre-snap penalties. I have no explanation for it. It's not good. But it is extremely impressive that the Eagles are able to overcome not one, not two, not three, but that many penalties on drives to score touchdowns. I think bodes really well because you're going to have to overcome stuff in some of these tough games, and they showed they could overcome, really, I guess, themselves.
Hey, Ross, I'm so glad you brought this up because I've never asked you this. You played 8 years in the NFL. You're an offensive lineman. What's it like when you do a false start? You know, right, the cameras are on you and stuff. Tell me what that feels like when you jump before the snap.
It's an awful feeling. Because it's only you. Right, and as an offensive lineman, you are never highlighted unless you mess up, unless you have a penalty, right? Like,
yeah.
So I can remember, Angelo, there are times where I had like an awesome game, but I had one false start, and after the game, my mom would look at me like it was a funeral. She was horrified because they said my name over the loudspeaker or whatever, number 65, false start. Meanwhile, there were other games, Angelo, where I gave up three sacks but no penalties. My mom thought I played great. She didn't know. So as an offensive lineman, I'll tell you, there's a couple things that are really bad about it. One is everybody knows it's you, and then you go back into the huddle, and you got to look at the other 10. I mean, where else in life, Angelo, do you mess up, and then you get in a circle with the 10 guys you just screwed over, and you're like, my bad, sorry, guys, whatever. And so that's bad enough. Then you're just kind of getting over it, and the ref says, false start, number 65, Tucker. And they don't say your name, but in your mind, they say your name. So it's like a double whammy. It's not a good feeling, man.
Great stuff. Great stuff. All right, Ross, number one reason the Eagles are 11-1. Why are they so much better than anybody thought they would be?
There's two that I can't just give one. I think they have the best roster in the NFL. And, Angelo, I got to go through these other teams, but I've called the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving. I've seen some of the other teams. I'm not sure it's that close. I mean, I don't know anybody else that has 60 tackles that can all play like the Eagles do. Who else, by the way, can be down a Pro Bowl tight end, a Pro Bowl safety who leads the NFL in interceptions, a top 10 nickelback in the NFL, and still absolutely embarrass the Tennessee Titans. I mean, they're down. Not only are they down three really good players, they're down three players, Angelo, at positions that I thought the Eagles could least afford to be down. And they still destroyed the Titans. And then the other one is Hurts. I mean, I'm not saying he's Josh Allen, but we are approaching Josh Allen-like improvement in the sense that Hurts went from, I'm not sure he was a top 20 quarterback in the NFL last year, and I am pretty sure to this point he's the MVP of the league. And nobody, maybe Jalen Hurts' dad thought maybe he could do this, but I don't think deep down anybody watched Hurts and ever thought we would ever call him the MVP front runner over guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen. And in fairness, Ange, it still doesn't always look like those guys from Hurts, right? Like, it's not like he's running around and then throwing like a 50-yarder on a rope or whatever. But in part because of the offensive line, he doesn't have to. Like, he doesn't, you know, just so you guys know, I was on a national show yesterday with Dan Patrick, and he asked me who I thought the best team was, and I said the Eagles. And, of course, everybody said, oh, you're such a homer, dude. Yeah, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry the team with the best roster, with the best record, is where I grew up. My bad, right?
Yeah.
But also, when I mentioned Jalen Hurts, people nationally still, like, Dan Patrick asked me if I'd rather have Hurts or Justin Herbert, because we were talking about quarterbacks under 25, and I said, I'd rather have Hurts.
Yeah.
Because Hurts is playing great, and I love the running element. Man, I looked, and guys are killing me on Twitter. Oh, look at how much time Hurts has to throw versus Herbert. What do you think Herbert would do if Herbert was on that team? So, nationally, people are still skeptical, and I think that's because, you know, first impressions mean a lot. And
right.
People know what they saw from him in Alabama, what they saw from him last year. It takes a lot. Like, unlike Wentz, who kind of came in with a clean slate, and when he was having that MVP year, everybody just gave him all his props. With Hurts, because of where he was drafted and because of how he looked at times last year, people don't want
to
believe it.
Let me get to this thing you have to be angry about, because you're already halfway there.
Okay.
The disrespect the Eagles are getting, even at 11-1. So ESPN has an analytics department, and on their morning show, this is after the Eagles throttled the Titans. They come out, Mike Greenberg's the host, and they announced what the analytics department determined as to who has the best chance to get to the Super Bowl. Listen.
The Dallas Cowboys have the highest chance of any team in the entire National Football League to make the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. They now have a 50-50 shot to get there and a 31% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is according
Greeny.
To Power Index. Right.
Now, how is that? You just said you look at the two teams and they're not even that close. How did these analytics guys say the Cowboys are 50-50 to go all the way to the big game, which means they would have to knock out the Eagles?
Okay, so number one, I am a big believer in data and information and making informed choices. I have got to hear the logic around that.
There
isn't. I don't understand. Not only do I think the Eagles are better. Now, I'll say this. I think the Cowboys are really good. I think the Niners, their quarterback situation's iffy now, but I think they were pretty good. I think the Vikings are probably the fourth of that group. They're 9-0 in one-score games this year, the Vikings are. So they're actually fourth in that group. But the thing that makes no sense about that to me, Angelo, you know how much harder it is to win three playoff
games,
including two on the road, as opposed to the Eagles, very likely, just having to win two home games? I did not see that or hear that. And, yeah, I'm not going to say I'm angry yet. I am more confused and perplexed by what the logic could possibly be. Even if you thought the Cowboys were as good as the Eagles, maybe I'll give you that. Okay, let's say they're the same, right? The path for the Cowboys is so much more difficult that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
No. Now, here's what you got. You got 24 hours before you're back with this crew here, and you need to get angrier by then. so that, like, tomorrow morning at 7, Rhea, with Ross's yes. on, mm-hmm. Ross, spew hatred, all right? Get angry. Because this is big... garbage. This is garbage. And you're right. Show work. What numbers yes. did you put into a computer that told you the Cowboys were 50-50 to go to the Super Bowl?
And it's one number. It's called ratings.
Yeah. No. This, you need to get angry, Tucker.
Well, so, hold on a second. There's no chance they're 50-50 to go to the Super Bowl.
They said it's numbers. It's not even a debate. They did the numbers. It's 50-50.
Well, look, I don't know who their analytics people are. Look at any sports book. Look at the odds. Nobody is 50% chance to go to the Super Bowl and win it. All Nobody, right. because of all the other teams. Whatever numbers they're using are faulty numbers. And I'm angry about that,
Thank you.
Angelo.
Now we
I am angry.
Wait till tomorrow at 7.
I'm spewing number hatred right
There's
now.
There's going to be flames coming out of his mouth by tomorrow.
I can't do that because Joe starts the show with a Taylor Swift song and then it like makes me happy.
All right, you know what? Tomorrow he's going to play a different song.
Megadeth right? or something?
No. Joe, would you play the song? Joe has a song he will play to open your segment here. And here it is. Listen.
No one likes us. No one likes us, no one likes us, we don't care, we're from Philly, Philly, no one likes us, we don't care.
How's that, Ross?
I love it. That'll get me in the mood. I appreciate it. It's killing me, though, Angel, all these national shows I do, because
yep.
now I'm a homer.
No, you're not.
Now I'm a homer, evidently.
You're an analyst, and a damn good one. Thank you, Ross Tucker.
Thank you, guys.
Love that man. Love that man. Real.